This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We are joined by none other than the exorbitant, incredible band Memory Foam. Morena, how are we doing?
Morena. We're so good. So good. Thank you, Zach.
Awesome. Very, very glad to hear. First question, do you all own much Memory Foam?
I actually used to own a Memory Foam pillow, and I actually love Memory Foam. I love Memory Foam pillows. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I accept that I'm a member.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you, Yuko, do you own much Memory Foam?
Yes, I have Memory Foam pair as well.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I couldn't live without my Memory Foam pillow. It's a lifesaver.
It's really good, eh?
It's super
just
good.
A support.
Very
just the
good.
Support is so good, yeah.
Now, you've come out with a recent single. Well, it hasn't come out quite yet, but you're shortly about to come out with a new single, Pink Tides. Now, what exactly is a Pink Tide? I'm curious.
Well, Pink Tides, I mean, I guess the song is, you know, it's a reasonably revolutionary anthem for us. Pink Tides, it took its cue from the Latin American revolutionary period of the kind of 90s, 80s and 90s, when Latin America kind of went, you know, even further socialist than they already were.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of, it's a kind of a ode to people power, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Love and revolution and people power. Is that how you feel about it, Yuko?
Yes, I love like people trying to change, like a big change. So the power, I felt like really, really progressive, good change, like big power.
Mm-hmm.
So power.
Yeah.
I definitely get the kind of revolutionary kind of bent to the track. The first opening lyric is this how it should be. Is there any particular recent events that have galvanized this kind of energy, or is it just something that's been building up for quite a while and you're just trying to like release it like a valve?
That's a good question, Zach. As you know, it's an ongoing process, this whole revolutionary thing, isn't it, really?
Yeah, so takes a bit of time. It's a bit of admin revolution.
A little bit of admin. But you know, obviously now's a good time to be talking about this kind of stuff with the genocide in Palestine and all that stuff. So we've been working on this. We've had this song and we've been playing this song for probably kind of close to a year now. So we're releasing it now, and it's a good time, I feel, to get it out there, and you know,
mm-hmm.
just kind of spread a bit of that fervor and spread a bit of that love.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Bit of that energy. Yeah, that's good.
Absolutely.
At the front, at the very front of the track, there's these like real intense blinking synthesizers. Who put that into the mix?
Oh, it's Samantha. It's our genius synth player.
It's like synth witch.
Synth witch. Yeah, they go real. They go dummy hard. I gotta say.
Yeah, it was kind of that was a little bit of a divergence for us from our older stuff. We were like, let's make a synthwave song, and just have this building, this building synth line just throughout, and the rest of us can kind of work around the song, and it just worked really, really well, and it's got this kind of this ominous and building vibe to it, and yeah, Samantha just absolutely killed it with that, and so that synth line just runs right throughout the track.
Mm-hmm.
And Yuko just goes crazy over the top of it, which we love.
Yeah, I gotta say, the like spoken word kind of passage that then goes into like screamy territory, yelly territory, goes good. Love that. It's been 2 years since your last record, Steel Magnolias, came out. What has what has Memory Foam been up to in that time? Just been recording, playing, jamming?
Can you take this one, Yuko?
Yeah, we never stop, so we never sleep. we never sleep and we never stop, so we keep jamming and also recording.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
new single, and we're trying to release second album this year.
Cool. Cool. When do you think it'll come out? If you can talk about that, obviously.
Well, we might have to come back to you on that one, Zach. If that's all right. We'll keep that under wraps just for now.
Fair enough. We're gonna have another corridor another time when it's closer to the release time.
But we're right in the thick of it. We're in the thick of writing and recording. So
cool.
We've got we have a few singles up our sleeve that we're kind of dropping. And this is one of them, just to kind of give people a taste of what the next record is going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
Is it
going to be exclusively on Bandcamp, or is it going to be on Spotify as well?
It's going to be everywhere. So you can find this track is absolutely everywhere. It's actually out today. So today's release day. So it's pretty exciting for us.
Yes. Very exciting.
So it's everywhere. And there's a beautiful little video up on YouTube as well for it. It's an amazing kind of DIY video that we made with our friends Jardine and Alex up here in Tamaki. It's really cute. They did such a great job.
Awesome.
It's all out today. It's all go.
Yeah, heck yeah. I definitely have to give that video a watch to accompany the song. Lastly, while I have you here on this, here it's a bit of a dull morning. I don't know what it's like up in Tamaki, but lastly, while I have you here this morning, the track Jimbo on Bandcamp has a thumbnail of a real funny looking cat. Whose cat is that?
Whose cat is that, Yuko?
It's actually my friend's cat.
Oh, wow. It's a very funny picture. It's a very funny photo.
Yeah, I was looking after my friend's cat, like a cat sitter. I did cat sitter, and the cat just fucking love Jimbo. So much, like, always like, hey, give me Jimbo. What's the taste like? I was just curious. and it just made fun. And
did
I,
you try some?
Little bit, yes.
Oh, wow, okay.
It's little bit, but yeah, I think it's really, really, that's when I came out the song, the lyric, Jimbo.
crack up. Well, thank you very much.
We're huge cat people.
You what, sorry?
We're huge cat people.
Huge cat people. Okay, I respect that a lot. I respect that. We need more responsible cat owners out here. Bigly. Yeah, I think I'm also a cat person. Dogs are great, but they're just a bit intense for me. You know, I just don't have that kind of emotional capacity to care for a dog at this point in my life. It's too demanding. I just need like a chill cat, you know?
Oh my god, I hear you. We're here for you.
Also, I think cat owners are a lot less annoying than dog owners, just in general. You know, dog owners be like, my child, my baby.
Oh my gosh, you're going to start a civil war down there.
I will, sorry. I'm already starting the revolution. I'm starting the wrong revolution. thank you very much for coming on the program today, gang.
Hey, thank you so much, Zach. We love what's supporting. We'll be down soon.
Yeah, can't wait to see you. Take care. Have a good day.
All right. Bye.
Alrighty, that was Guy Innes and Yuko Miyoshi from Memory Foam, the beautiful punky band who are Tamaki based. They've come out with a new song called Pink Tide, and we're going to play it live for you right now. It's 9:40 here on the program. Before we do that, just a quick reminder, we are giving away a double pass to Chopper's show here in Otipoti, which is taking place on Saturday at Mayfair Theatre, Saturday evening at Mayfair Theatre. All you gotta do to enter this giveaway, right? All you gotta do is text in to 0212 Radio 1 and let me know what your favourite Australian animal is. Let me know what that is, and you'll be in the draw to win. Okay, and then also at 10, we've got another interview lined up with Park Road, but we'll get to that soon. Here is Memory Foam with Pink Tide. You're listening to The One. Take care, gang.
Really big.
Thanks for listening to Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.